Citizen, life in Threed is prosperous. But I don't need to tell you that. Look around you. Everywhere you look, birds are singing, children are playing, and hard-working men and women are enjoying the fruits of their labors. By Jove, you'd be forgiven for thinking life is this good everywhere. But one cannot forget the ever-present threat that lurks at our door. And so, citizen, I urge you, pay attention, stay sharp, for I bring you news from the front. Vigilant citizens will remember our previous newsreel and its miserable subjects. Stump Steenling, professional thief and confidence man. Hayden Kincaid, bounty hunter and face stealer, currently masquerading as the deceased bounty hunter, the Stranger. And Salome Breyer Jameson, former heiress and wanted murderer. Their campaign of terror has continued, and we bring you more examples of their villainy so that you may never be caught off guard by them or their ill-natured ilk. But rest assured, listener, they cannot escape justice forever. Our three little murderers arrive in Twin River, a hotbed of crime and misery deep in the Badlands. They seek to kidnap Dr. Helena Bancroft, a now-disgraced historian, hoping to intercept her before our good Threedian interviewers arrive. The murderers coerce a postal sorcerer into contacting three criminal allies. Winona, a dangerous street urchin. Cordrin Lightfeather, a former Hazak gang member. And Delilah Breyer, a nomadic folk healer and peddler of dark witchcraft. But little do our villains know, they're being closely watched. A disguised stump is captured by that paragon of righteousness, Grand Inquisitor of the Eternal Flame, Lucinde Courtois, who has temporarily allied herself with the dreaded kingpin of Twin River, Maverick LaMarche. To catch a criminal, one must be prepared to work with criminals. Courtois seeks information on the Stranger, the bounty hunter whose name and life were cruelly taken by Hayden Kincaid. She confiscates the Stranger's hat and releases Stump, cleverly using his escape to deduce his comrade's location. Our three little murderers converge on a presentation held by Dr. Bancroft, which focuses on the mythological city of Tellera and a fringe conspiracy theory about its ties to secret underground doors. However, Holy Avengers, dispatched by our allies in the Church of the Eternal Flame, halt the proceedings, hoping to smite the three fiends once and for all. The hand of justice cannot be escaped so easily. In the midst of the melee, Salome sees the specter of death again, marked by death and unholy magic as she is. The lead church guard falters in his attacks against Hayden, perhaps stunned by the amount of evil contained within one single creature. Our villains only barely manage to best these righteous church guard and proceed to burn down the auditorium. A senseless act of violence that in no way could be attributed to the Church of the Eternal Flame. It is here, listener, that I would like to ask you a question. Have you given much thought to the hereafter? What does happen when we shuffle off this mortal coil? And what will become of all the people and material possessions we leave behind? Consider organized religion. The Church of the Eternal Flame would like to extend to you a joyous invitation to this Sunday's Mass at Threed's Focus and Dominant. Come learn about the flame and be touched by the warmth of its embrace and its community. Sing its praises and partake of homemade bran muffins after the service. Your grandmother would really like to see you at service this Sunday. But return we now to evil deeds. Our three little murderers discover that Courtois has taken Charlie, likely to rescue the child from further trauma at the hands of this brutal band. They attempt to link Courtois to the massacre of Hayden's adoptive family, though I personally find any evidence of this correlation to be circumstantial at best. Our three little criminals set out to defeat the righteous Courtois and kidnap Charlie once more. How twisted and vile they are. On their way into Twin River's dangerous underbelly, they encounter Maverick LaMarche and convince him to join their group, likely appealing to his criminal nature to tempt him from his tenuous alliance with the church. Blazing a bloody trail to Courtois, our three murderers cut down several more noble church guards before unmasking their leader and revealing him to be Rat, a reformed street urchin associate of Hayden Kincaid. They kidnap the devout Rat and take him hostage. Through unfair tactics, they overpower Courtois, forcing her to flee, and proceed to recapture Charlie as well. Will their treachery never cease? Our murderers solidify their evil pact with LaMarche, and Stump confesses to stealing his amulet from the Church of the Eternal Flame. Though, really, who could be possibly surprised that someone like Stump would loot a church? They also trade intelligence with Bancroft, who seeks a heretical book seemingly connected to the red-eyed god she obsessively studies. Seemingly satisfied with their swath of carnage, our murderers partake in a drunken night of debauchery. During the night, Hayden bullies a group of teenagers into giving them the stranger's hat, rightly discarded as it was by our dear Courtois. Salome speaks with the Phantom of Death, V, with whom she must now be quite acquainted, harbinger of destruction that she is. And Stump steals a rock from a local business, for such wickedness cannot abide the mom-and-pop shops that so sustain our robust economy. Several listeners have written in to express sympathy for these foul traitors, attributing their evil deeds to hard upbringings or desperate circumstances. But I warn you, do not be swayed by generosity, dear listener. Cruelty and violence are in a criminal's very nature. Why, I was never hugged until my 36th birthday, and I've become the most trusted name in news. Our three little criminals head now for Blackthorn Hollow, once a hard-working refinery town, now fallen into neglect by a lazy workforce. They claim to seek out Salome's aunts, but I have no doubts. They seek only to spread their corruption there. But citizen, take heart. As we speak, Threed's majesty continues to swell over the Badlands like a true wave of liberty. We shall not rest until all corners of the map sing a song of freedom, and each child may rest their head in peace. Stand with Threed, and she will stand with you. This broadcast sponsored by the Jameson Company. Jameson, dependable, the way family should be.